This is Freedom ERP with a ATS member podcast in reply to an Absolute Creations podcast, Live Free or Die Trying. Hey, like the podcast, I'd say probably I'm a bit arrogant, but I'd never apologize for stating my views. And if I tread on someone's toes with what I say on ATS, it's because I say it from my heart and I believe it. I don't set out with the purpose of offending anybody, but okay. Sometimes my views other people don't like. Anyway, just to touch on a few points, and hey, you've already touched on the accent already, Absolute Creation. Yeah, I'm not American. I come from the other side of the pond. Certainly the pardon that Bush has given to Libby Scudder. Yeah, okay, you can say that's not right, it's wrong, it's criminal, it's undermining everything that is just, and the freedom of the US. However, the president has that right, so ultimately if you give someone the right to do something and they choose to exercise it and people don't like it, harsh but fair, how can you criticize about something? I'm sure that the right to pardon somebody was given for a very specific reason, but if it's there and someone can use it to protect one of their friends or one of their allies, I'm sure I find that people in power will protect their own. There's probably some very good reasons why Bush has done this, because he wants to protect himself, and maybe there are things that might come out doing that one. I suppose the comes back to, well, if you're really unhappy about that one, then you need to stand up and do something about it, which I think was the whole concept of your podcast, An Absolute Creation, that too many people just take freedom for granted. And I suppose one of the questions is, well, if life is good for you, you're doing well, you have everything around you, you have a family, you have a nice house, a nice community, you don't sort of see the unpleasant sides of life, why would you want to get up and start maybe rallying against that? Maybe the status quo is exactly what you want to see. And sort of if you think about, is there anything fundamentally worth fighting for? If I think back to the last century, there were two world wars and people were quite happy to make a conscious decision to say, fighting for what is right, fighting against initially the Germans in the First World War and the Nazis in the Second World War, that was something that was done on a global scale and people were happy to live their lives and give their lives on that basis by, this is something that I don't do for me, but I do because it's the right thing to do. So maybe because we've experienced probably one of the longest periods of sort of relative global peace, do we actually have anything worth fighting for? And I think you're absolutely right that you start to come down to, we have to fight for freedoms in a different way rather than someone is, another country or another regime is trying to take your freedoms away. How do you cope when potentially you perceive that your own government or administration is trying to take away your freedoms, and that is part of a global conspiracy? Now, then that probably brings you on to the whole New World Order thing, which I don't want to get into because this is a reply to somebody else's podcast. It's probably something I will sit down and think about and do. But interestingly, your point about, why can't we find Bin Laden and is he a smoking gun? Yeah, that's an interesting point. But I suppose I look at it and think, are we trying to give not only, say, the US administration, the UK administration, some of the other larger governments throughout the world, are we giving them too much credit for intelligence by saying that they're conspiring to do this? Or is it just that it is absolute ineptitude and the wrong people are actually running our countries, rather than a sort of someone sat down and thought, right, how am I going to do this? Hey, that's an interesting subject. So I'm sort of interested in that one. But hey, great podcast. Just wanted to come back to you and say, you're right, we need to have something to fight for and people need to get out there. If people want the status quo to stay as it is, then they can't really complain. But I'm a big believer in what you have to say. We have to get out there, and if we believe something is wrong, we have to go out and do it. Anyway, fairly short podcast, but hey, keep up the good work and Absolute Creation. Again, I always look forward to your podcast. I bring them down and listen to them while I'm out and about doing things, and they always give me food for thought. This is Freedom ERP member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com signing off.